Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ryan Juden, he's the assistant city manager of North Las Vegas, plus Bill Noonan, senior vice president of industry and government affairs for Boyd Gaming, and Tony Batt, reporter for worldwide research firm Gaming Compliance. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. Nevada Newsmakers' Washington, D.C. programs were facilitated by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce and Porter Group.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're still at the welcoming party for the Las Vegas Metro Chamber here in Washington, D.C., and I'm here with Ryan Juden, who's the North Las Vegas Assistant City Manager. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
It's great to be here.
One of the most exciting things I think that's happened in North Las Vegas in a long time is Faraday Future coming to Apex. And it seems like Southern Nevada finally has a park that's going to start to match Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for what it can offer. Tell us about the different things that are being brought into the park in terms of infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it didn't happen by accident. So when Mayor John Lee was elected, he looked at Apex Industrial Park and said it sat out there for almost 20 years. No one's been able to develop it, and yet we're missing business opportunities. The LVGEA did a survey that found that there were 121 businesses that had taken a pass on Southern Nevada because there wasn't, and that represented 18,000 jobs, because there wasn't suitable industrial land for development. So we took Apex and we figured out how is it that we can try and develop this land. And because you had the perfect chicken and egg scenario where businesses wouldn't go out there because there wasn't infrastructure, and the infrastructure wouldn't be pulled out there because there weren't businesses.
Right.
So what we did is we started looking for different opportunities, and whenever the SB1 passed in September of 2015 for the, well, it was 2014 for Tesla,
right,
we looked at that and said, there's an opportunity for us. We can take that bill and we can try and go out and create an economic diversification district in Apex and go find a business. So we took that bill, we worked with the governor's office and told them we're going to take that bill and use it in the South and go out and find a business. And so we went out and we started looking for businesses. And the mayor had a contact, and that happened to lead to Faraday. And so we knocked on Faraday's door and asked them if they'd be interested in coming to Southern Nevada. We originally had 30-minute to talk with them, and it turned into 2 hours. And the next week they were in North Las Vegas. We were showing them the park. So we were thrilled to have Faraday there. Before we had Faraday, though, we had to try and mimic Story County. In fact, once that bill passed and for Tesla, we realized how important it was for Story County to be able to get things done quickly.
And let's just explain that when you go to Story County, the day you get there, if you're going to come in, they give you a grading permit on day one. And that's not normal for Clark County or Washoe County to respond that quickly. What have you guys done?
You know, we figured if we could be... we're a fairly large city. We were larger than a lot of other cities on the East Coast that people know very well. We thought if we could be a city that is within miles from an international airport and has all the amenities that the Valley offers, but that we could be as fast as permitting as you are in Story County, which is a much smaller county with 3 county commissioners. So we took processes in the city of North Las Vegas. It used to take 4 to 6 months, and now they're over the counter. Some of them take 90 minutes. We took processes that would take 6 weeks, and if you simply fill in an application, and once you turn it in, it's done. So we really made the price of doing business very fast. In fact, it was that whenever we, as we were out looking for Faraday and looking for other companies, some of which we'll be announcing this summer, we're excited about some other companies we've attracted to Southern Nevada. We started going out and looking for those companies. We knew what we could do is we could at least take care of the things that we had some control over. We had no control over a business relocating or starting their business in Southern Nevada, but we could control our licensing and permitting processes. So we grabbed hold of those and we started changing them, and it's made a big impact. In fact, whenever some of the initial media reports came out on the changes we made, those were what Hyperloop saw. When Hyperloop contacted us, the first question they asked was, can you really get business done that fast in North Las Vegas? And the first thing we did was turn them over to some other businesses that we had been doing business with so they could talk with them. And once it was confirmed that we could do it that fast, that was one of Hyperloop's big interests in Southern Nevada.
I think the Hyperloop project is fascinating. I can't wait to see it come to fruition. I just don't want to be the first person to go on a 600-mile trip.
Yeah, no. When they say top speeds of 740 miles an hour, I'll let someone else try that out.
One of the things that's been a big deal for, I think, economic development as well as the community is changing the name of the community college. Tell us how that came about and how that's going to help.
It's something that was important because our community colleges are really an asset for the community. So it's not a terribly novel idea for the community college to have the name of the community on it. And in North Las Vegas specifically, and there was a conversation with the company that we haven't announced yet that's coming to town. And just in that conversation, this was just a few months ago, we had to remind them again that there is a campus in North Las Vegas because all it was this Cheyenne campus. It doesn't really tell anybody anything. So for the last couple of years, it's something that Mayor Lee has pushed. It's something that the foundation, the group that's in charge of raising money for CSN said, this would be very beneficial to us. And our North Las Vegas businesses, it's something that's important to them. So I think it's significant, especially if you look at the fact that there is a dynamic new workforce that's going to need to be created in Southern Nevada. And in particular, some of the fact that North Las Vegas, 50% of the city of North Las Vegas is not built out. It actually is the mayor calls it the breadbasket of Southern Nevada. It's where the opportunities are going to be. And to have a community college that's going to provide the workforce for them and has the name of the community, we're excited about that. We think it's a great...
We've got about 30 seconds here. You know, it seems that North Las Vegas has had a major turnaround because of the mayor and the city council. What do you think is the most important thing that they've been able to do to help with this turnaround?
That's a good question. I think one of the things to understand about the story of North Las Vegas, because when the mayor first took office 3 years ago, he was greeted with the bonds being downgraded. And it wasn't because he took office. It was just a natural downgrade of the bonds because of some of the labor agreements. So he was facing a $7 million hole in that year's budget, a $17 million hole in next year's budget, and a $25 million lawsuit. And what changed was is he brought a team in. And that team was a team they're not a traditional government team. We think about government being something we have to be creative, out-of-the-box thinkers. And so we look at creative government instead of structured government. Structured government tends to say, no, we can't do that. That's not how we've done it in the past. And whereas creative government, it looks for opportunities, it looks for solutions, and it tries to get to yes.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Congressional Coverage is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtues.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shand.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. at the Las Vegas Metro Chamber welcoming party. We're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Bill Noonan. He is the Vice President of Industry and Government Affairs for Boyd Gaming. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Pleasure to be with you today.
Within the last week, it was announced that MGM is purchasing the other half of Borgata in Atlantic City that they didn't own before. I think a lot of people were surprised at that, but it sounds like very positive news for Boyd.
Yeah, it was a strategic decision made by our management committee and our board of directors, really in keeping with the direction that we wanted to take the company. It's going to allow us to pay down a significant amount of debt, which we think long-term is going to make Boyd Gaming that much more healthy.
And people weren't really aware that neither Boyd nor MGM was really able to take the money out of the Borgata to be able to utilize. It was all staying within that property.
Yeah, it was the way the management structure was set up. So it did complicate things in trying to bring value to shareholders by having the money basically stay back at Borgata. So in the long run, I think it's a good strategic move for both companies.
Well, and also what I thought was very impressive was that this was by far the biggest project that Boyd had ever taken on, even though it's been a huge company. And it was so successful being run by Boyd. So I think it's a great compliment to the company.
It is. It was really a credit to Bill Boyd, Keith Smith, and our management team that really saw the vision and knew that we could not only build, but we could execute on that vision. And I think the results speak for themselves.
Aliante Station is now a Boyd property.
And the cannery located in North Las Vegas.
I was going to get to that.
Okay. Don't want to forget the cannery.
So obviously expanding in the Las Vegas locals market. Are you already seeing the growth in the market? Because it looks like we're at the beginning of a 20-year boom again in Las Vegas, but a lot of the construction hasn't really ramped up yet, and that will affect the locals market. But it seems like you have a lot of faith in the ability of that market to come back.
Sam, we do. We think we've always looked at North Las Vegas. People may remember before the recession, we actually owned land in North Las Vegas with a partner. And because of the recession, we were unable to execute on that land, on the construction. So we've always looked at North Las Vegas with a really positive eye. And when these assets became available, it just made great strategic sense for the company.
And is it a strength now or is it a strength for the future?
We think both. We think the economy's coming back in all over the Las Vegas Valley, which includes North Las Vegas. We like the elected officials out there. The mayor's done a great job. City manager and her staff have been very welcoming. And we just think it's a great strategic move for the company.
I was talking with Jan Jones of Caesars Entertainment and also a couple of the major auto dealers in Las Vegas last week. And they were all talking about growth returning to the 4,000 to 6,000 person per month coming into the market. Does Boyd see the same kind of growth?
I don't think we've taken that deep a dive. We certainly watched the statistics. We're hopeful that that, in fact, is the case. We still believe, regardless, we think there's a lot of great things going on in North Las Vegas. We think the city's positioned itself nicely to support business. And we just think it's a great place and a great place for us to be.
You have a huge business in downtown Las Vegas.
We do.
And you've been around a long time.
I have.
When you look at the downtown Las Vegas, can you believe the new ownership, the growth in the properties down there?
We're really proud of our three assets downtown. We have the Fremont, the California, and Main Street Station. All three are really core properties for us. We have a great team of executives and team members that run those properties. We like our positioning in downtown Las Vegas.
And the Hawaiian market, still very important.
Still very important. We bring four charters a week over from Honolulu. And those guests love to come to downtown Las Vegas. And more importantly, they love to stay at Boyd Properties.
Bill, you're a great spokesman for Boyd.
Thank you
very much for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Great to be with you today.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. Nevada Newsmakers congressional coverage is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtues.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating the 4th of July with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through July 4th. Consigned Furniture, easy way to sell, smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
Wake up and come play. Explore something new. They dress up with us. There's lots to do. Join the fun on NBC Kids, programmed by the Sprout Channel.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. We at ProSpinal want to help you get back to a pain-free and active life without the use of drugs or surgery, and here's how we do it.
Non-surgical spinal decompression gently increases the space between two spinal segments to slowly increase the disc height. As the disc draws back in, pressure on the nerve root is removed. The result, a non-surgical, non-painful procedure to get you out of pain. In most cases, our patients feel relief within the first 3 days, but if that's not the case, we refund the cost of care and refer you to the most appropriate physician. There is so much to do in the area. Shouldn't you enjoy doing it without pain? Our consultations are always free, so call us today. It's time to get your life.
When you're thinking of calling a personal injury attorney,
you don't want to call a local number and be transferred to a Vegas office.
We live here. We'll meet with you today. Call us.
Let us fight for you.
Atlantis' 25th anniversary with up to $100,000 in cash and prizes.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating the 4th of July with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through July 4th. Consigned Furniture. Easy way to sell. Smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Tony Batt. He is a reporter for Gambling Compliance. It's a worldwide research company based in London. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk about fantasy sports. Fantasy sports in the Congress, where are we? Because there are so many legal issues that are bouncing around.
Well, they had a hearing last month in the House, and I'm not so sure that there was a lot of progress made. But Congressman Frank Pallone of New Jersey is very interested in linking sports betting to daily fantasy sports. His argument is that if daily fantasy sports is indeed legal, as DraftKings and FanDuel, the two major fantasy sports operators, maintain, then sports betting also should be legal. He would like to see New Jersey basically have the same right as Nevada in taking bets on football games on Sunday afternoon in the National Football League and so forth. So, again, I'm not so sure how much progress is made, but it's a very hot topic. I'd say easily one of the hottest topics related to the gambling industry, and it's not hot just here in D.C., but all over the country, state by state.
Well, it's interesting, too. Like in Nevada, they said, yeah, you can operate here. You just got to be licensed. Mm-hmm. How's the feeling about that elsewhere?
Well, that is something that is resisted by DraftKings and FanDuel. They insist that daily fantasy sports is not gambling, that it's a skill game, and that, therefore, they have a carve-out in the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act, which was passed in 2006 by Congress, that allows them to operate legally without being regulated. And the states are saying, well, we're not so sure, Nevada being one of them, New York another, Illinois. So this is a very contentious issue. And the hope of many in the industry is that within 5 years, this is going to get worked out, because people enjoy playing fantasy sports. I play fantasy sports. I enjoy it. And the notion that it's going to be taken away because it's an illegal activity is not going to sit well with, you know, people who love to play the game. And so the thinking is, well, let's just lump sports betting and fantasy sports together, pass one huge regulatory framework here in Congress that'll apply to all of it. And I think the industry would be very happy with that. There are some thinking, some people who say that's going to happen within 5 years. I'm not so sure, having covered Congress as long as
right.
I
But isn't this another case of Congress just not having a realization that there is illegal sports betting all over the country every day, with the exception of Nevada?
Oh, sure. You know, the problem is, Sam, that there's so many other issues that members of Congress deal with, and gambling just simply is not up that high on the food chain. So unless you've got some real true believer, or if you've got an issue, let's say like in Nevada, you've got Yucca Mountain, which I covered for years when I reported for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You had people like Harry Reid and Richard Bryan, the two senators representing Nevada, who were dead set against Yucca Mountain and did everything they could to block it. And they were successful. I think history has shown they've been very successful at that. Well, on the other hand, to push something like sports betting and regulation of daily fantasy sports, you also, I think, need someone who's almost like a zealot, who's determined to get something done. And I just don't see anyone like that in Congress. That's why I tend to disagree with this notion that in 5 years we're going to get this done.
Well, those companies are huge companies and operating worldwide. As we saw with Uber across the country, but particularly in Nevada, when they want to get something done, they come in full force, they take over the lobbyists, and it gets done. Do you think that that potentially is the way that this gets accomplished, is a huge investment into the Democratic or Republican senatorial committees in some form?
I think that's what will need to happen. But the problem is, I think, as you mentioned, these are worldwide companies, but the fact is DraftKings and FanDuel just have not made a lot of money yet. And what money they had was used on television commercials last fall, which inundated the networks and the viewers. And that's what really caught the eye of Pallone and why he called for a congressional hearing on this industry. Now, after all this controversy, and you had the Nevada Attorney General's opinion, you had the Illinois Attorney General's opinion, you had Attorney General Schneiderman of New York saying this is illegal, it's gambling. now the FanDuel and DraftKings and the industry of daily fantasy sports, they're on the defensive, and they're having to spend all their money on attorneys to fight these efforts by New York and Illinois to close them down. They're in litigation, and also they're paying their lobbyists. So I'm not so sure they have the resources that a lot of people think they do to make this happen.
All right, but, I mean, do you think that they're on the edge of failure?
No. No, what I would say is that I don't think they're on the edge of failure because so many people like to play fantasy sports. But they have an uncertain future because if they maintain this stance of theirs that they're not gambling, well, how are they going to get regulated? How are they going to get legalized? What is their future? I think it's an open question at this point.
And that's where we have to leave it. Tony Pat, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Washington, D.C. programs were facilitated by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce and Porter Group.
Get the cash you need when you need it. Cash to pay the unexpected when you least expect it. Title Max. Cash is what you get. Visit TitleMax.com. Go on, find out how much you can get, whether it's $1, $5, or $10,000. At Title Max, all credit accepted, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, a vehicle. 2, a title. 3, an ID. Title Max, it's easy, and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
I got my title back with Title Max.
This Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., 11 hours, it's our huge 4th of July party and sale. Get special 4th of July sale pricing store-wide, plus a discount equal to sales tax, and that's with no minimum purchase. On top of that, pay no interest until January 2021, and you'll get even more savings with an extra special upgrade all-day holiday Friday. Free refreshments for everyone. It's spectacular. Our huge 4th of July party and sale this Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., 11 big hours at More Furniture for Less.
The Fourth Amendment is your constitutional right against unlawful government search and seizure. Unfortunately, this constitutional right is shrinking to nothing. I'm defense attorney Jesse Coulter, and I am tired of citizens being stopped, searched, and arrested. You have a right to say no to this. If your Fourth Amendment rights have been violated, I want to hear about it. Call my office now. What's your freedom worth?
Credit Karma. Why are you checking your credit score?
You don't want to live with Lucy forever, do you?
Class?
No, I'm good. Do we have any towels? I gotcha.
We should really get a toaster.
I got you.
Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah, it's free.
That was easy.
Check out Credit Karma today. Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
We'll see you on our next broadcast coming to you from Washington, D.C. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.